Dead Set Legends for your Saturday morning with Joey, Jay and Emma. We are getting excited about the last day of the Melbourne Cup Carnival, guys. McKinnon Stakes Day, and boy, it is a cracking field. But what were your highlights of the week that was? Joey, I know that you paid particularly close attention, but it's been a great week's racing.
It has been a great week's racing. The highlight for me, and I don't want to brag, but I will a little bit, is I've got a syndicate with four of my mates. We just have a little punting club throughout the year, and it pays basically for dinner in December. We go out and it pays for the night. But we had a little bit of spending money, and on Melbourne Cup Day, we're trying to work out whether we had a quaddie or have a crack at the first four in the Caulfield Cup. And we got the first four in the Caulfield Cup.
So we in the Melbourne Cup?
In the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, we got the first four. Holy moly.
And that was quite a nice collect. So all of a sudden, we've got more to play with than going out for dinner. So that's pretty exciting. That was the highlight for me.
Highlight.
It was pretty exciting.
It is.
Yeah. So it was great.
It wasn't wasn't exactly a short one either.
No, it wasn't. Paid $80,000. Yeah, but we only had a small percentage. I don't want to get carried. We only had a small percentage. But it was a nice result.
And
what about you?
And a great result for an Australian horse, Em, because we have been talking up the internationals, but that was a significant storyline of the whole spring, right?
Yeah, it was, particularly as well noting that Danny O'Brien was the trainer. You know, he's been through a tough time along with Mark Cavanagh during the Cobalt saga of the last couple of years. For him to come back and not only train the winner of a Melbourne Cup, but then to go on and train the winner of an Oaks on Thursday as well is an amazing achievement. Craig Williams, he's been riding for years and years and terrifically so, but I couldn't believe that was his first Melbourne Cup. I mean, we knew that was the case, but you'd think that by now he would have won one. So a great effort for an Australian bred, Australian trained, Australian ridden, Australian owned horse to take away now probably the feature staying race around the world.
He's had a big carnival, Craig Williams. I reckon every time I've watched the race, I've looked up, it's been Craig Williams getting interviewed after a race. He's had a very good
Treble
spring.
On Thursday?
I think so, yep. Yeah. He's had a good spring.
So what are we doing today, M?
All right.
Because, Jay, I just want to go through this again. I mean, this has been a big spring. And it started back, it seems like ages ago, we had the shows out at Caulfield.
Yep.
We went all the way back to Caulfield Guineas. And your best bet of the day, Uncle Anthony trained Super Seth. You tipped at Emma and it won the Caulfield Guineas. He then went to the Caulfield Cup. We said, Emma, who's going to win? And she said, oh, this Mur de Glace will almost be impossible to beat. And it won the Cox Plate. It was an easy one. You said this Japanese horse, Le Greciere, if it shows its best, it'll just win. And it bolted in.
Yep, $3.
It sounds nice when you say it.
Then Derby Day, there was the favourite. There was a couple of short price favourites. And Emma said, I would not be leaving out my Uncle Anthony's horse Warning.
Yep.
And I was going to leave it out of the quaddie. Luckily, Emma told me
you
to put
it
in.
Oh,
and I put it in.
Bang.
Put it in. And it got up. Then Melbourne Cup Day, as you said earlier, Emma, you were tipping to anybody that would listen, the trifecta. Thank you very much. Oaks Day, we didn't have a tip because it was on the show on Thursday, but Miami Bound, I'm sure you would have tipped it. Everyone seemed to be on Miami Bound. So now, to cap off this spring, McKinnon Stakes Day, and I must admit, it's a tough race. It's a toughie, but we need you to clean sweep the board and find us the winner of McKinnon Stakes, please.
Looking at this field, you've got some terrific old war horses here. Hartnell, who has his swan song today, his last ever race, he'll hang up the racing plates. Galo Chop as well has been terrific. Humidor should have, could have, would have run in the Cox Plate, but didn't in the end. And then you look down the order and you've still got horses like Kings Will Dream, Sosi Bon, who's been terrific for a long time, Night's Watch, Magic Wand, who was excellent in the Cox Plate, and then the favourite Melody Bell, the New Zealand raider, who has been on fire, four on the trot. Melody Bell, I think, wins, but I would be having each way money on Hartnell. Last race, he's been running at a place rate of 75% since his last win. So he hasn't won a race for over a year, maybe 18 months or so, but his place rate is at 75% in those last 18 months. So I think it makes complete sense to be having each way money on him. But I do think the New Zealand mare Melody Bell wins that one. In terms of the other racing, though, the Darley Sprint, Santa Ana Lane, didn't get the Everest done, but I think easily takes away the chocolates today.
That's Uncle Anthony's horse. Again.
Yeah, about $2.10 there.
That's a lock.
That's a lock, I think. And then in the Queen Elizabeth, I like Cara for about $5. So what I'd be doing as a strategy today, I'd be malting up Santa Ana Lane number one in race five, the Darley Sprint. Hartnell the place, $3.10 in the McKinnon. Mm-hmm. Or if you want Melody Bell, the win at about the same price. So it's six one way, half a dozen the other. Mm-hmm. And then Cara Depends how ballsy you want to be. Either the win for $5 or $1.80 the place. If he did the place, he'd be getting about $12 for that three-leg multi.
Nice.
So which I think is quite juicy on the last day of the carnival. We're
nice. So race
greedy.
Four, number eight, is Cariff. So that's got to be the first leg of your multi.
Yeah.
Straight into race five, number one. Just put that in as the win, Santa Ana Lane, the best sprinter in the country. And then race eight, you've either got the option of Hartnell the place or Melody Bell the win.
What do you think,
Love
Joey?
It. I'm very excited by that. I'm all over it. I'm following you, Em.
In the Dali sprint, Em, just quickly, do you think the Everest, et cetera, and the other sprints have detracted from the field? That's been a bit of a talking point this week. Do you still like the field generally, or is that Sydney-Melbourne thing eaten into it a bit?
I think that's probably fair. Having said that, you've got Nature Strip, who's actually rebounded this campaign and clocked up a win at Moonee Valley. Malibu Style is a pretty consistent kind of performer. In her time for a time was one of the best sprinters in the country. Elise is still an absolute beauty, but we'll really need to find some form today. And Loving Gabby, we know how much we love her as well. I do agree with you. It's not the premier sprint race of the spring. I think the Everest can lay claim to that. But you do have, you know, potentially the best sprinter in Australia, if not, you know, top three in the world in Santa Ana Lane heading the market. I saw him about 10 days ago when I went to the Flemington Stables guys, and my God, he is a monster. Yep. He is massive. So he's got the power. We know he's unconventional in his race style. He settles at the back of the field and has to find luck in running to find up that ground in the last couple of furlongs. But I think he'll be doing that today. He's had a pretty great prep. 2 seconds, but we'll be looking for a win today. So, guys, I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Last well done. Cup Carnival. You're listening to Triple M's Dead Set Legends.